Welcome to the audio podcast of North River Church. You can find out more about North River and ways you can be involved at our website, gonorthriver.org.
Go ahead and grab your copy of God's Word this morning. Join me once again in the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 is where we'll spend our time this morning. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. As we get started, as you're making your way there, if you don't have a Bible, you can follow along with us on the screen. If you don't own a Bible, you can grab one at our Next Steps table. Love for you to take that as our gift to you. As you're making your way to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, I want to ask you this question. What season of life are you in? You're like, man, that got serious real quick. But what season of life are you in? Maybe you look and you kind of think, well, Michael, I'm kind of just starting out, maybe just gotten married, maybe just having kids, kind of feel like I'm on the uphill trajectory of life. Some of you may sit back and you go, I'm just heading downhill, and I feel like it's getting quicker and quicker, right? And then we look back at our kids in the back and we think, gosh, they're just starting out. Or we look at these graduates that we saw this morning and we think, gosh, they got their whole lives ahead of them. One of the things that we're going to see in the text this morning as we walk through Ecclesiastes chapter 3, those first 15 verses, is Solomon speak about seasons of life. How do we deal with the season of life that we are in? Isn't it interesting that we look and we begin to think as we find ourselves in a certain season of life, I just wish I was in a different season of life. Ever found yourself there? Think, could I just kind of move around a little bit and not have to walk through this difficulty, not have to walk through this trial? Or maybe we're here and we sit back and think, gosh, things are pretty good right now, and maybe I can just stay here, right? Maybe I just get to stay in this season of life. And yet what we're going to see Solomon say is that for every single one of us, there are seasons of life that we walk through. And here's the question, if you're taking notes this morning, here's the main question that Solomon's going to answer in the text for us this morning. How should we live today in the season God has placed us in while keeping our eyes fixed on eternity? How do we live today in the season that God has placed us in while keeping our eyes fixed on eternity? I want you to listen to Solomon as he begins in verse 1 of chapter 3. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. I perceive that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. That which is already has been. That which is to be already has been. And God seeks what has been driven away. Father, we ask this morning that you would open our eyes that we would be able to see, that you would open our ears that we would be able to hear. Father, that you would open our hearts and our minds that we would be ready to respond to your word and to your spirit today. And we ask that in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. You know, if you remember where we are in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon has walked us through the veritable buffet of life. What does life have to offer? And Solomon, who had been put in a position of power and authority, the Lord had said that he was walking with him for a period of his life, walked away from the Lord and tried to find fulfillment, tried to find meaning in life in any number of things. We saw as we opened up in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, beginning in verse 12, that Solomon thought, maybe I could find the meaning of life in wisdom. And we found that Solomon said it was vanity. And then he looked and said, well, maybe I can find meaning in life in self-indulgence. I'll just say, whatever you want, heart, you can have that. Maybe that is where I can find meaning. And then Solomon said it was vanity. And then he said, well, maybe if I live wisely and if I work really hard, maybe if I do those things, maybe I can find meaning in life in those things. And Solomon gets to the end of that pursuit and says, it's like chasing after the wind. But we saw the turn that Solomon made. Solomon's beginning to recognize, beginning to understand something that I hope all of us understand. And that's the reality that a life lived apart from a relationship with Jesus Christ will never be all that life is supposed to be. And Solomon here is going to give us a glimpse of how we walk through life, how we deal with the seasons that life brings. How we do it in such a way that we don't get bogged down, but we're able to actually see clearly. Even if we may not see it in the moment, we know that God is at work in our lives, that God is at work in this world in such a way to bring all things to completion that He's promised. So Solomon begins in verse 1 and says, for everything there is a season, a time for every matter under heaven. There's a time to be born. You would not be here today if that had not happened. And yet there's a reminder from Solomon as well that there's a time to die. Now, for us, certainly, we like the being born part a lot more than we like the dying part, right? Come on, church. Okay, just making sure we're all together today. Solomon continues, and he says, there's a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. There's time to plant, and there's a time to harvest what's planted. How many of you want to spend time planting? Not many, but I want to be there when the harvest is reaped, right? Isn't it funny, though, that we look and we go, Lord, I don't really want to plant, but I want to harvest. Solomon says there's a time to kill and a time to heal. Not a big fan of the killing part, right? Right? Okay, church. Whew. Got a lot of work to do this morning. A time to heal. As you think about that, certainly would prefer the healing over the killing. A time to break down and a time to build up. Certainly would rather build than I would to tear things down. A time to weep and a time to laugh. Would much rather laugh than weep. And yet, as we even saw this past week in Texas, another school shooting, and we weep with those who are weeping even today. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Certainly would rather dance than mourn. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing? Wouldn't you much rather embrace than refrain? A time to seek and a time to lose. Nobody wants to lose. Much rather seek and find. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. There are times that we need to keep our mouth shut. Amen or ouch. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. You know, Solomon, in those verses, and for me, those are some of the most encouraging verses, I think, in all the Bible. Because they remind us that every single one of us in this moment and for the rest of our lives is going to walk through seasons in our lives. We're going to walk through times when things are really good, times when we are harvesting, times when we are reaping what God is doing in our lives, times when we look and, I mean, our kids are behaving, right? Sometimes. Times when maybe money's not a problem, times when we look and relationships are going well, and then there's the flip side of that. Times when life is just crashing down on us. Times when we look and we think, I don't know that I want to take another step. Times when we look and we think, I mean, I'm glad for those parents that had graduates. Will mine ever get there? Time when we look and we wonder, am I ever going to get out of this season? And the encouragement for us in the text this morning, and maybe the warning for us in the text this morning, the encouragement is, if you're in one of those seasons where life is crashing in around you, can I just let you know that you're not there to stay? There will be a day that comes. I don't know when that's going to be, and you don't know when that's going to be, but if you're a follower of Jesus, there's going to be a day that comes when you're going to walk out of that difficult season. And if you're in a wonderful season at the moment, don't take for granted what you're walking through. We look and we sit back and we think, gosh, I'm just so ready for my kids to get to this point. Don't miss the moments when your kids are still under your roof. When you get to invest in their lives in a way that one day you won't be able to invest in their lives. Don't look for the season that's to come and lose sight of where you are. Solomon asks in verse 9, what gain has the worker from his toil? Solomon's asked that question before previously when he's looked and he said, maybe I can find meaning in life if I just work really hard. Solomon asked the exact same question following these verses, verses that talk about seasons of life that we all walk through. And Solomon says, what gain has the worker from his toil? Listen to verse 10. I have seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. Solomon looks and he says, I have a pretty good idea of what life is all about. I looked and I've searched and I've tried to figure out the meaning of life and can you find meaning outside of a relationship with Jesus? And I found that you can. I found that there's no way to experience life as it was truly meant to live apart from a relationship with God. And I've been able to get this big picture view of what life is all about. And he says in verse 11, he, speaking of God, has made everything beautiful in its time. If you're taking notes this morning, I want you to write down this first truth that we see in the text this morning. In every season of our life, in every season of our life, God is at work making all things beautiful. In every season of our life, God is at work making all things beautiful. That's what Solomon says beginning in verse 11. He has made, God has made everything. Turn to your neighbor and say everything. I don't want you to miss that. I don't want you to lose sight of what Solomon's saying here. Solomon's not looking and saying, listen, I've seen what life's all about, and about 58% of the time, God's making things beautiful. The rest, you're just out of luck. No, what Solomon says is that God has made everything beautiful in its time, in its season. So you look at your life today, or you look at seasons that you've walked through in your life as a follower of Jesus, and you begin to ask that question, where is the beauty? Maybe in the moment right now, you're going, I just don't see anything beautiful about this. I don't see anything beautiful about this suffering. I don't see anything beautiful about this mourning. I don't see anything beautiful about this weeping or this time of losing someone. I just don't see anything beautiful about this. And in those moments, when we can't look and find God's hand at work, we can trust His word that promises to us in every season, God is at work making something beautiful. And so this morning, if you're in a season where you're looking and you're just wondering, is God even there? Is God even at work? Is God even doing anything? Can I just remind you that just like someone who is making a beautiful object, you look and you think, okay, I just don't see it. Just don't see what they're doing. But over time, as they begin to continue to work and as they craft and they put it all together, you look and you go, wow, isn't it amazing? This beautiful thing that God has created. We have this promise that Paul gives to us for all of us who are walking with the Lord, all of us who are believers here this morning, that God is at work in our lives, even in the difficult moments, making something beautiful out of them. Here's what I've often found for myself. In those moments, I want to look and say, God, can we just move to a different season? God, can we just like bypass this one? And oftentimes, God is looking at us going, oh, but if you could see what I'm doing, if you could see the way in which I'm taking this difficult situation, this struggle, this problem that you think is there, if you could see the way I'm taking that and I'm crafting it and I'm taking sandpaper and smoothing the edges and I'm working to use that to make you who I want you to be. If you could just see that, oh, you'd see the beauty in what you're walking through right now. Now, let me encourage you with this. The answer is not to just sit back and go, well, I guess I just gotta wait. No, the answer in this moment that you may be walking through is to lean close into the Lord and go, God, I have no idea what you're doing, and I can't explain it, and I don't like it, and it's not comfortable, and it's not enjoyable, and I'm not sure I can even see your hand, but God, I can trust your heart, I can trust your word, I can trust your promises that you are taking this season of my life, and you are using it in such a way to make something beautiful of my life. And God, I may not understand it, and I may not be able to see your hand at work, but I trust your heart. I trust your word. Solomon says he has made everything beautiful in its time. There's times when I sit back and I think, God, if you could just give me the snapshot of the next 5 years of my life. I mean, why stop at five, right? I might as well go 10. If I could just see the next 10 years, if I could just know what's going to happen, if I could just you know, whatever that looks like, if you could just unveil that out for me, like, you know, like a building plan blueprint, just show that to me so I could see, okay, here's what's going to happen, and here's the next step, and here's what's coming after that. And isn't it amazing that God doesn't give us that? I mean, he very well could. He very well could say, hey, listen, in 2 years, you're going to do this, and in 3 years, you're going to do this, and in 5 years, this is what's going to happen in your life, and these are the things that you're going to walk through. God could do that, but here's what God knows about us. God knows that if he were to say, okay, here's what 5 years looks like down the road, that about year 2.5, we'd go, God, we hadn't got there yet. What are you doing? Why aren't we there? Like, this is what you've promised, right? This is what's going to happen, but here I am stuck in the middle. The beginning is always fun, and the end is always fun. It's in the middle that we look and we wonder, God, where are you? I don't see you at work. I don't see what you're doing. And the promise that Solomon gives us is that everything, every season, is a beautiful work of God's providence in our lives. He continues on and he says, also, he has put into man's heart eternity so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. You look at the second truth, these beautiful seasons of life remind us of God's eternal plan and purpose. One of the things that Solomon says in this is that God is taking every season, and it is a beautiful thing, a beautiful act that God is working in those seasons of our life, but God has planted within our hearts this longing for something more than just this season, but a longing for eternity. Talked about this before, that there's a God-shaped hole in every human heart that can only be filled by him. There's this longing for eternity, this longing for everything to be made right, for God to rule and to reign ultimately on this earth. We are longing for that day and looking for that day. And the promise that Solomon says here is that God is working in the seasons of our life in such a way to bring about his eternal plan for history. That God is weaving his story through our story. That God's eternal plan and purposes are coming to fruition in those seasons of our life. That when we look and we go, God, I don't really want to walk through this, that God is using that season to say, but here's the grand picture of what I'm doing. We begin to look and we wonder sometimes, have you ever gotten an email that shows a really intense close-up picture and says, try to guess what this is? You ever seen one of those where it's just so close and try to guess what this is? And you're thinking, I don't even know. I have no clue. I don't know what that is. And then the picture zooms out and you see it and you're like, I knew that was what that was. I knew it. Isn't it interesting we do that in our lives too? Because we look and we realize and we go, what? I knew what God was doing after all. But in that season, in that moment, when it's up close, when we can't see beyond it, sometimes we lose sight of the fact of what God is doing ultimately. And what a beautiful picture it is. I want you to see the third truth, and we see that played out in the rest of the text this morning. We should enjoy each season as a specially crafted gift from God and trust him as we walk through it. Verse 12, Solomon writes, I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be, what? Joyful. There's nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Now think about that. Solomon's saying this in light of the fact that God is beautifully crafting every season of our life for His eternal plan and purposes and also for our good. And so Solomon says, if that's our perspective, if that's what we recognize and understand, then how do we live today? If we know that God is crafting every season, even the difficult seasons in our lives, to be a beautiful tapestry of His work in creation and in eternal purposes coming to fruition and for good in our lives. If we know that is true, then how do we live today? Solomon says, we live today, there's nothing better than to be joyful. You mean, Michael, you're telling me that I should have joy even in the difficult seasons of life? I'm saying that you can because of what you know is true about what God's doing. That doesn't mean that you fake it. I want you to hear me on that. We're not just plastering ourselves with Christian happiness on our faces, faking it, okay? That's not what we're talking about. But true joy, knowing that God is at work in our lives, even in the difficult seasons, crafting something incredibly beautiful that fits into His eternal plan and purpose and is for our good. If we know that that's the case, we can walk through life with joy. There's nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. Listen to this. This is God's gift to man. In these seasons that we walk through, joyful seasons, difficult seasons, if we take this perspective that Solomon gives us here, if we walk away from gathering together this morning and we leave and we remind ourselves that God is at work in every single season of our life, whether it be good season or bad season, crafting His plan and His purpose, it's a beautiful thing and it's for our good. If we walk out of here with that mentality and that understanding of what God is doing, then we can look and say, what do I have than to be joyful about what God's doing, than to enjoy what God is doing? Is it hard? Yes. Yes, it's hard sometimes. We're looking and we're weeping and we go, oh, what do I do with it? We look in His Word and we're reminded that joy still comes in the morning. There may be sorrow for tonight. There may be sorrow for this season, but joy comes in the morning. We may look and we go, I don't like this season of planting this. If you think about it, that's what we're doing with our kids when they're young. And it's hard work. Amen. I mean, you think about this, you are working diligently with another human being who's a sinner. Can I get a witness? And you are seeking to share with them what Christ has done for them. And you're seeking to craft and to mold and to shape them in such a way that they can go out in life and succeed. And it's every single day. If you don't have kids, if they're gone this morning, you're like, yeah, I remember that. If you're being kept up by a baby right now, you're thinking, I may be done, y'all. I'm just shutting it off right here. But we look and we realize that this for us, young parents, is a season where we are planting. And we're longing for the day and looking for the day of reaping a harvest of what we've planted. And there's times when we look and we go, I just don't enjoy this. I don't like it. Sometimes I don't even like them. But we look and we realize that this season is a beautiful gift that God has given us. That we can trust Him in this season of planting, of investing in our kids' lives. Maybe you're past that. Maybe you're retired and you look and you go, I just think life's pretty much over. Just think I'm kind of done. Kind of on the downhill slope. I really am just kind of hanging out till Jesus calls, right? God desires to use this beautiful season in your life to bear fruit for Him. Don't just check out mentally and say, I'm done. I don't have to worry about anything else. There are young families here that need you to invest your wisdom and your hearts and your lives into them. They need you to come along beside them and say, hey, you're going to survive. You're going to be able to walk through this. Maybe you've experienced certain things in your life and you realize that God can use those moments to encourage someone who's coming after you. Don't let this season be one that God is not bearing fruit in. Enjoy the season. Do good. Eat, drink, take pleasure in all this toil. This is God's gift to man. Verse 14, I perceive that whatever God does endures forever. In this season, as we are walking through whatever it is for our lives in particular, God is at work, and what God is doing is going to last for all eternity. History is moving in one direction. It's moving toward the ultimate rule and reign of Christ on the earth. That's where we're heading. That's the promise that God has given us. When Jesus left, He promised, I'm coming back. We know that as we are moving through our lives, as we're moving through our story in the grand story of what God is doing, we know that what God is doing is going to last for all eternity. And we have the privilege in the seasons of our life that we walk through, however long God gives us on this earth, that we get to be a part of what He's doing. That we get to be part of what God's doing to bring history to Jesus' rule and reign on the earth. We get to be a part of sharing with other people what Christ has done in our lives. We get the chance to be a part of joining God in His mission and what He's accomplishing on this earth. In whatever season we find ourselves, not only is God crafting something beautiful, not only in this season is God doing it for our good and for His glory, but God invites us to join in His story. His is the big story. Our story is just a small part of what God is doing. But we get to join Him. I want to encourage you to bow your heads and close your eyes this morning. Invite our worship team to make their way up. We'll close out our service by giving us an opportunity to respond to the Lord this morning. With heads bowed and eyes closed, let me just ask a few questions, let you have the opportunity to think through those and then think through, what is God calling me to do today? What season of life are you in? Are you in a difficult season where you wonder, is God's hand even at work? And maybe this morning you need to just be reminded that God is crafting something so very beautiful in your life right now. And maybe for you the step is to trust Him, to lean into your relationship with Him. Maybe you look this morning and for you, you're in a wonderful season, and you're enjoying it, and you're thriving in it. But yet, your mind's not really focused in on what God desires to do in and through your life for His glory. Maybe this morning, the step that you need to take is to ask God, in this season of enjoyment, of fruit, What do you want to do for your glory through my life? Father, we ask this morning that as we sing and we have an opportunity to respond to you, God, I know that there are people in this room that are hurting this morning, that are walking through a season of difficulty, a season of struggle. And God, it hurts and it's painful. Would you wrap your arms around them? Father, would you remind them that you hold it all in your hands? And that what you're doing in the season of difficulty is something that is so very beautiful. That they may not be able to see until years down the road, but they can trust you. Father, would you remind us of how we can put our small story in the scope of your big story? Father, that we would be reminded that what you're doing in our lives, you're doing in thousands and thousands and thousands of people's lives. And you're weaving all of that together in your plan and your purpose to bring about your kingdom. Father, if there's one here this morning that has never taken the step of trusting you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, they're navigating these seasons of life without a true captain. Would you help them to turn to you this morning by faith and trust in Jesus as their Savior? We ask this in His name. Amen. I want to invite you to stand and you sing, respond to the Lord this morning.